to national stories. Government has unveiled plans to extend high-speed internet connectivity to rural areas and strategic border points in order to reduce the costs of internet and make it more affordable and accessible to all Ugandans. The move is geared towards accelerating digital entrepreneurship and innovation. According to the State Minister of ICT and National Guidance, Godfrey Kabianga, more Ugandans are taking entrepreneurship through platforms like TikTok, Instagram and Facebook to create income, hence the need to make internet more accessible and affordable. Parliament is set to debate the ongoing eviction of traders by various local governments across the country. This follows request by Chira Municipality MP Ibrahim Semujunganda, who sought Parliament's permission to adjourn this afternoon's sitting in order to discuss the matter. Semuju noted that many small-scale traders operating in kiosks are being evicted, with their structures demolished, leaving them unable to sustain their livelihoods.
Madam Speaker, you may have seen images of traders crying. In some areas like in Chira, they have given a one-day notice, and the following day they are demolishing people's businesses. So, Madam Speaker, that's the motion that I am seeking to move for Parliament to first set aside the business we are transacting to deal with this matter that is causing a lot of cries in the country, countrywide.
In response, the Speaker of Parliament, Anita Among, advised that the matter will be handled substantively during the next sitting. Zimbabwe's Information Ministry has announced that 15